Brenda, we got something that we gotta tell you, but we just can't talk, cause we got something to do. We've got this podcast, we've gotta tell you. It's kind of stupid. It's not tonight.
Looks like we made it.
This is not tonight. Hey,
we seriously made it.
I was really thinking something. This is a podcast, first of all. I'm Brenda, but I was thinking it's time to upgrade our theme song.
I think you've been saying that.
I know we say it like every episode, but I'm for real this time. I think we're ready to upgrade our song.
I would like to get a professional band to do it.
I would too, but I feel like we can upgrade it on our own and just do a little melody with each other and it will sound a little better.
I think we should change the whole song. I don't think it should be the song that it is.
I think it should be the Linda and Brenda.
Right.
That's way more cohesive. We actually literally call our podcast stupid in our theme song. I mean, it's kind of funny, but we're ready for an upgrade. We've leveled up.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, we'll do that next.
Okay. So this is a podcast where we talk in circles and we tell stories. And lately we've been getting really good feedback from y'all. We talk about cults and true crime and weird woo-woo stuff. And we're getting guests. We're getting followers. We're getting listeners. Like, we're turning into a real podcast.
This week, I really feel confident that we're a real podcast. The results are showing. The results are in, and
10s across the board. Yeah. I mean, maybe 9s, but we're getting there.
Like 9s, but it's better than it's ever been.
I've been manifesting, Linda's been manifesting, and it's actually working that we're getting more listeners, we're getting more follows. What we really need y'all to do, I'll shut up after this. We really do need y'all to review us, though. It takes 2 seconds. It will help our listenership, and it'll help us be, like, more searchable on Apple. Just go to Apple, give us some stars, throw in, like, 3 words, and that's all it takes. It's all about the numbers. I've been, like...
Yeah, I don't really care, like, what words you say.
Yeah, do whatever you want. But I really have been reading about the analytics of it all, because we're trying to make this our, like, real gig, our real career. And I want to punch my dog, but I'm not going to. Don't worry. But no, we really are trying to get this into like our full-time gig. And we believe in ourselves now. We just need a little bit better analytics. We just need y'all to review us. All right.
All right.
And follow us on Instagram. That's like our most pop-in social right now. So it's Not Tonight Podcast on Instagram. We actually have fans and I love them. And they've been really... given us our lives.
Yeah, I'm really happy with Instagram right now. I like the interaction, and I wish that there was more of it so I could go live on Instagram, but that's another story.
Right, we're getting there. And we're also, like, making friends with other podcasts, which is pretty cool.
Yeah. All right, well, do you want to give your quarantine update?
Ugh, yes. So this is the first time. It's actually weird, and it took us, like, 11.
Oh my God, yeah, we didn't even explain it.
It took us so long to figure this out, but we are not together for the first time. And it took us a very long time to figure it out, but the reason we're not together, we're doing this virtual like most podcasters are nowadays, because I'm in a little bit of a self-isolation. So I'm really not going to get into personal details because I want to respect their privacy, but... I did get slightly exposed to somebody with all of the symptoms of COVID-19. It's weird because they have literally all the symptoms, but they did the rapid test and it came back negative. But I mean, they have every symptom and it's like the no sense of taste and smell for me.
Yeah, me too.
That's like the number one, what the fuck? I can't be around anybody for a couple more days. So that person is quarantined. Luckily for them, their experience with it has been relatively mild, knock on wood. Like, it still freaking sucks, and they feel like they have the flu, but, like, and they can't taste or smell anything. But it's been relatively mild, so let's hope that it stays that way. I don't have any symptoms. Let's hope it stays that way. But we're being like ultra careful, and we're not seeing each other for a couple more days until we hopefully just get out of the woods okay. But it probably wouldn't hurt for y'all to like send a thought to my person that got exposed, that exposed me and was exposed and has it. And hey, maybe me. Yeah. If you pray, maybe throw a little prayer their way. I don't know.
Just some good vibes.
Good vibes, that works. And yeah, I haven't had any symptoms yet, so hopefully that will stay that way, knock on wood. And we'll be able to go real life next week with a real guest. Well, a virtual guest, but real life, me and Linda.
Yeah, a real life person.
And a real life, okay. We have like a real life guest, like a real guest that we just met recently. We've been showing her all the love, like on last week's episode, Which Bitch Is Witch on TikTok, on Twitter. It's witch, like, you know, like the witch
from the witch with the hat.
What'd you say? Yeah.
I said like the witch with the hat.
Like the witch with a hat. It's Which Bitch Is Witch on TikTok, Instagram, YouTube. She's like the love of our life now. We love her. She reads tarot. She's really good. She reads people for filth. She like knows her shit. She knows a lot about astrology. She's got a ton of tarot decks. And we're going to have her on as a legit guest. And I think Willie too next week.
Yeah.
So that's something to look forward to, y'all. Anyway, so there's my quarantine update. Are you going to get that vaccine?
You know, I don't know, because like, for example, the only time I've ever gotten a flu shot, I ended up getting swine flu. It's like that for me. It's the, I'm afraid if I get it, I'm gonna get
it. I know. Anyway, don't know if y'all know this, but my dog's being really bad today, so we just had to relocate. But anyway, hopefully you won't even be able to tell. He's like literally trying to fuck with the computer.
He's ruining
my life.
The podcast. Right. Seriously, this is the worst he's ever been.
This is like the fifth fucking time I've tried to ask you this, but anyway, somebody on Instagram, I can't help but laugh. Somebody on Instagram asked us if we're going to get the COVID vaccine. Are you going to?
I decided since the last time I answered you, I changed my mind. No.
You said no the first time.
I said I was iffy about it, but I think, that all the doctors are going to get it first anyway, so just let them be the guinea pigs and see how it goes. And then, I don't know, if it's, like, reported to be cool, then I guess I'll probably get it, but
yeah,
I'm not going to be the first to get it.
Well, that's, yeah, we're not going to be the first to get it anyway. It's a good point.
I heard we're not going to get it for, like, months and months.
I was really sketched out about it at first, and I don't know what it is about me. Maybe it's because it's getting scarier and scarier lately, and like the numbers are fucking insane right now, but I don't know. I've actually been leaning more towards yes. I mean, like you said, it's not gonna happen anytime soon for us, but if Biden is president and Kamala is there and they're saying it's safe and it doesn't, I don't know, it better not have a freaking strain of COVID in there though. That's like the flu shot for me this year. Was the first year in a while that I got it. Like, my doctor convinced me, because I used to get the flu every damn time I got the flu shot. I signed a paper that said that this flu vaccine this year, like, doesn't have any strains of the flu in it somehow. So if it's like that, I don't know. I'm leaning more towards yes at this point.
Why couldn't they do it before? Do that before?
I have no earthly idea. I guess doctors hit us up, but I think that's the theory. Is like you dose somebody with like a little dose of it, and then somehow, I don't know, the vaccine kicks in. I really don't know what I'm talking about, but yeah, this year,
I don't either.
He said it like, yeah, it didn't have like four, I want to say like four strains. It was like vaccinating you against four strains, but none of them were in the vaccine. And I didn't feel like total crap like I did the last time I took, like, you know, like when you get a flu shot, like you normally feel like doo-doo for a couple of days. and then you actually get the flu like a week later. Yeah, it didn't happen for me so far. Knock on wood. I got it like a month ago, so. Yeah.
Nice. All right.
But
well, that's that. I don't even want to talk about the pandemic anymore.
I mean, we don't have to anymore. We got it out. I'm in self-isolation. Hopefully, we'll be good. I'm sick of it, but I'm still. And oh yeah, I do want to tell this to listeners. Like, I'm no dummy. Like, I've been extremely, extremely safe about it. Like, I wear a mask every fucking where I go. I wear like 4 masks now everywhere I go. I'm a freak about hand washing. I'm a freak about sanitizing. I'm a freak about social distancing. Like, I don't party. I don't go out. I've had like less than 5 people at my house since March. I haven't been to anybody's house since March besides my mom and dad's. Like, Linda is virtually the only person I see, but I mean, not really now, but because everybody else is opening the world up. But I've been ultra, ultra careful, and hopefully that will protect me, knock on wood. Even though I was exposed to somebody, that I won't get it. But yeah, I just wanted to say that. Like, it's not like I've been wilding out. I'm taking it very seriously. Yeah. I am sick of it. I'm sick of the pandemic, but I'm still taking it very seriously. Like, we're not even doing Thanksgiving this year.
No. And you know what I'm annoyed about? It's a very minor thing, but like, I'm sick of it, my mask ruining my makeup. I want people to see my lip gloss. I want people to see my makeup. And the only thing that I can decorate now are my eyeballs. So I bought fake eyelashes to start wearing fake eyelashes, because that's the only thing I can, like,
I love show not seeing my face.
Well, actually, yeah, because my face is breaking out really bad right now, maybe because of the mask, but either way, the mask covers it. So
yeah, mask me is a real thing, a real struggle. I have to wear a mask all day at work now. Yeah, I really do have, like, the mask knee thing. I just saw on Instagram, I can't find it now. I went back to look to order it, and now I can't find it. They've made, like, masks that have some kind of, like, microbial or whatever stuff on the inside that's, like, supposed to, like, prevent, like, help your skin and prevent the acne. But I don't know. I'm fine. I'm used to masks at this point. But I have been wearing N95 masks now at work, just to be extra super duper safe. And whew, yeah, I feel for the doctors that have to wear those all day. But hey, I'll do it. I'll do whatever I gotta do.
You got a Lisa Lam theory update?
Yeah. So we posted. Yeah. We posted.
Yeah.
Anytime we say yeah, we're imitating Jabria from TikTok. I don't know that guy's TikTok handle, but the guy.
If the guy, you know, you know.
Interviews all those little kids. Are you smart? Yeah. But it's really cute. But anyway, yeah, I do have one because. Oh my Lord, how did it start? Okay, so last week we did talk about Lisa Lam, and then I think it was you, like, sent me that conspiracy theory girl's TikTok. Her name is, I have no idea how to say it, but I'll spell it. Mehnaz, MEHNAZ, like, _S. Do with that what you will, but she has a TikTok that she, like, only pretty much does conspiracy theories, like, and she does like 3-parters. So anyway, there's an Lisa Lam one, and I was not up to date with all the theories and stuff. Like, I hadn't read about the case like that in a long ass time. I hadn't even seen the elevator footage in a long ass time. So anyway, that girl presents this elevator game theory. We talked about it on our Instagram live the other night with Biddy. But there's, like, a major conspiracy theory that she was playing this elevator game, like, this spooky, ooky elevator game, trying to, like, go into another dimension, basically. Like, you do a sequence of floors, and there's this, like, freaky-ass woman that you're not supposed to look at. But, yeah, so basically, if you do this silly elevator, it's not silly. I would not do it. Like, I know that we say that we're, like, witchy and spooky and whatever, but... We would not. I would never do that game. I don't fuck like that. Fuck around like that with rituals and stuff. But anyway, so I can't see your face anymore. But
it's reconnecting, so maybe you will in a second.
Okay. But yeah, so yeah, we would never do that. But this theory is that she was trying to play that game, and I'm losing my train of thought. And you're like, you're not supposed to look at the woman. And I don't know what the hell happens if you look at the woman, something bad, apparently. Like the woman comes on the elevator and she's like, not a person. She's not a human. She's like a ghost or something. And you're not supposed to address her, acknowledge her, glance at her, nothing. And if you do, like, bad things apparently happen. It's like a freaking, like, did you ever play Bloody Mary when you were a kid?
Yeah, it never worked, though.
I mean, we probably never did it right. I actually do. I don't want to, like, lessen the seriousness of her death because it's really tragic. And I don't want y'all to think that we're, like, making fun of her or making light of it whatsoever because, like, I really feel for her. I really think she was going through it a little bit with her bipolar disorder, and she was really vulnerable. And anyway, this chick's theory is that she was playing the elevator game and that the woman, she looked at the woman, and that's who, like, took her to her death. I personally think she was probably trying to play some form of elevator game. I don't know if she was doing it right. I don't know if it worked. I don't think the woman took her to her death, but I do think she was fucking around trying to fuck with other realms. I just think that she was probably manic or having some sort of mental health issue, and she was, like, very vulnerable, and she got caught up with the wrong people on the 14th floor.
This is my theory. That's not a bad theory.
I think she got assaulted by more than one person up on the roof. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, but there's a whole other, like, if you, there's a book. It's called Gone at Midnight, I think. Yeah, Gone at Midnight. It just came out. Biddy ordered it, so maybe you can give us an update. I actually read more than half of it the other day. But this book gives a lot of details that were not disclosed originally. And one of them is that people used to hang out, like, sketchy people used to hang out on the roof and, like, smoke up there. And also there's, like, theories about the people that worked at that hotel that were really sketchy. There's even people that have come out and said that they were, like, sexually assaulted by people that work at the hotel. So I personally think something like that happened, like either an elevator worker, either like a person that worked at the hotel or just maybe sketchy transient people up on the roof got to her and did something with her, to her, with her, murked her. What were you going to say?
I think that she really did see the woman, and the woman, like, you know how if you, okay, like, you know how if you play with a Ouija board, that sometimes if you encounter, like, a bad juju, that it might, like, possess you or something?
Yeah, that's, like, why I don't fuck with Ouija.
I think that the woman wasn't real. Like, I think that she's, like, a figment of your imagination that, like, your brain tricks you into seeing when you're playing that weird game, because the brain is, like, capable of weird things like that. And I think that she's, like, a type of ghost or something, demon, that if you look at her, that she, like, might, like, possess your body and make your physical real world body do things that you're not in control of. Like, I think maybe she did see the woman, and then the woman, like, possessed her body and made her, like, go get weird and get in that water tank.
That's, I mean, hey, that's another good theory.
I just think that the brain is, like, after all these TikToks, all these spiritual TikToks and witch talks I've been watching.
Yeah.
I just think that, I'm choking, that our brains are so powerful. Like, our brains can do really woo-woo things that, like, we're not even aware of. So I don't think that that's, like, out of the realm of possibility.
I don't either. I mean, have you ever seen that freaking TikTok about the CIA declassified files that basically says that we're living in a hologram?
I can't get too deep into that because it makes me have, like, an existential crisis.
I haven't actually read too far. I started Googling it one day and I did the same thing. I started spooking myself. Even this elevator game theory, like, hey, I'm cloaked in light, you know, I'm pretty spiritual. I don't fuck around with stuff like that. I don't invite things like that into my world. I'm protected. I've got quartz. But I do believe that you can mess around and accidentally invoke things.
I totally think the elevator game, when I was reading about it, I was reading about it at night in my bed in the dark, and it made me, like, sick. Like, it like the thought of it really spooked me.
Same. That night that we went, we were on like Instagram live talking to people. And afterwards, like, yeah, I was actually legit like spooked. Like I wished I hadn't talked about it.
Yeah.
I mean, basically, yeah, if you choose to do all that, and then if you listen to the last podcast on the left, they have a ton. I mean, they've got like 5,000 episodes, but they have a lot of episodes about like magic with the CK, like a, you know, or like all that freaking Aleister Crowley weird, like dark magic and chaos magic. Like it's actually, according to them, they say it's really pretty easy to accidentally fuck around with things you don't want to fuck around with, but you don't mean to, but you like accidentally bring weird shit into this realm, which I'm not doing.
I'm not doing it.
I am not doing it. I do like this, some of the conspiracy theory TikToks, but I don't always believe in them. Like, did you watch the one about 9/11?
I didn't watch many of them because that girl gets on my nerves.
She also, like, I like her TikTok, but she generalizes things a lot. Like, yeah. Even with the Elisa Lam stuff, some of that shit was not accurate. Like, she said there was no ladder for her to get up. Yes, there was. I also listened to True Crime Garage. They had a two-part episode about her, and I got a lot of information from that. I did a full-on deep dive on Elisa Lam, y'all. I can tell you anything you want to know about it. But, yeah, there was a ladder. She could access that tank. I just don't think she did it on her own. I think she got murdered, but that's my opinion. And also if you want to get trippy though, you can look at her Tumblr. That is one part that's spooky ooky. Like she was posting like other dimension type of stuff on her Tumblr, like just kind of like otherworldly type of stuff. Like it could have just been coincidental. She could have actually been trying to, like, go into a different portal or whatever. A lot of people do that. She could have been trying to, like, time travel. A lot of people try that.
Yeah.
But yeah. Her Tumblr does have stuff that, I don't know, I could connect those dots maybe. And then the other last spooky thing, her Tumblr account, I guess she had it queued up to post after she disappeared, but she was continuing to post like pretty concerning things like after she was missing, like months, like the month of February, hardcore, like tons and tons. But then, yeah, like into like June, not as many, but like there were some for March. She skipped a couple of like springtime months, but then there was like a couple in June, I think March and June. And I mean, she was found on February 19th of 20.
That's weird to have your post queued that far in advance.
Yeah. And the ones that she had queued and even in February after she went missing were like a lot of like pictures and artwork about like, you know, just like walking on the side of buildings and like flying in the air. And like there was one with like a tank, like a literal tank on somebody's head.
Girl,
yeah, it was freaky.
This I'm never gonna get over this murder death. It freaks me out.
Her story? It
freaks me out. Yeah, it makes me upset that there's no answers, but like it also freaks me out that like weird things like that are part of it. Like that's so weird to have things queued up on your Tumblr that far in advance. The fact, like the content of what she was posting freaks me out. Like it just doesn't, none of it makes sense.
Yeah. I mean, I would say we would post something on the Instagram as a reference, but I don't even know if I want to do that. Like I'm not,
I don't even want to play with it.
Like it made my stomach hurt looking at some of it. I'm not saying, I don't know. I still do. I think she got assaulted by more than one person and they put her in the tank. But even that I'm not trying to really touch because there's all these like weird like cartel and like just like tunnel people and sex trafficking. Like there's so many different sketchy, lurky, weird aspects to this story that like I don't know. It's just freaky. I wish somebody would figure something out. I might read the rest of that book. That book was really good from what I read. It does stop it, Leroy. It does have a lot of information that is not originally disclosed. And I think maybe the idea is to try to get the whole investigation opened. I think things were tampered with. I think they didn't even do a real rape kit on her.
Yeah.
That is so messed up. I just feel terrible. It's tragic. And I feel like she was just in a very vulnerable spot.
Well, we'll never know.
I hope we will, but yeah, I don't know.
I mean, maybe one day, but
probably not. The one dude got paid off and is in Mexico is MIA, the guy that testified that he found her in the tank. The tank lid was closed. He testified that it was open. No, it was closed.
Well, somebody's got to find him, but they never will.
That's what tells me. That was a big part of in my decision making that foul play was involved, because yes, she could have gotten in that tank by herself, but I do not think she could have closed the tank lid on her own.
Think how heavy the lid probably was.
The lid. I think she could have opened it on her own, but if she's already in a 8-foot deep tank, how are you gonna get up there? How are you gonna close it from the inside? You just can't. I'm gonna have to take another break because this motherfucker. All right, we'll take. We can actually make an official break.
Okay.
We're going to take a quickie break, and we'll be right back. Okay, we're back, and we just realized a little bit. We listened to a little bit. When you are virtual, you can't talk over each other. We can't really talk over each other anyway, Linda. We do. We're bad about that, but we're going to try not to do it this round, okay?
Okay.
So, what do you want to talk about now?
The new moon.
Okay. I mean, you probably did more shit with the new moon than I did. I wrote out a lot of affirmations, a lot of manifestation. I definitely released a lot of stuff that I needed to make room in the universe. I made like a gratification list. But I didn't get too witchy.
Oh my God. I gotta tell them what happened when I got witchy.
Oh yeah. Do it.
Okay. So I did all that too. I just on one piece of paper, I wrote down everything that I wanted to release and then everything that I wanted to manifest and then everything that I'm grateful for. And then I folded up the paper into like a little square, and then I took it outside and I put it on the concrete and I set that bitch on fire. And as it was burning, I was looking at it and I was thanking the universe for listening to me and giving me what I'm asking for. And when I did that, the whole sky lit up. And no, it was not lightning. I can't explain it. It's unexplainable. The sky lit up for like half a second. It was like a flash of light, like aliens or something. And I just think that that was a sign that the universe was listening to me and answering me.
How bright was it? That's what I need to know.
Very bright. I mean, it lit up the sky.
Like daytime?
I mean, it was so quick that I wouldn't say all that, but it was like a noticeable flash of light in the sky, but it wasn't like one spot in the sky. It was like the whole sky.
Like a really bright lightning?
Like an eclipse or something.
It was like daytime for a second?
Yeah.
I've never
heard. I mean, the sky was like daytime, not like around me, but like the sky was for a second.
I have never heard of that happening. I believe you. I think it is probably the universe talking to you. I mean, we've been doing a lot of that lately.
I just want to know if like our neighbors witnessed it as well, or if it was just meant for me. Like,
You can ask Bob.
I'm afraid to talk to him, but I mean, he was probably he was inside anyways, but it doesn't make sense scientifically, but I don't know what to tell you guys. That's what happened.
Did you Google it? Like, flash of light on that date?
No.
It was probably just your angel guide, spirit fairy people.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I assumed. So I didn't really I just when it happened, I was like, wow. And then I looked around myself, like, did anybody just see that? But like, I was outside by myself, and then I was like, all right, that was the universe talking to me, like, that's it.
Damn. Yeah, Linda sent me like a bunch of audio messages when it first happened, and she seemed like wigged out.
I mean, it was, I don't know, like, I wasn't like in disbelief. I was just like, the universe is talking to me.
You've had some pretty good luck, or I don't know if it's luck. You've had good experiences, excuse me, with the universe lately. I've been trying, y'all. We'll get into it in a minute, but my tarot reading was a little bit of a wake-up call for me, I'll be honest.
Was it?
I mean, I know I was, like, going on a rant last week about manifesting your water and all that. And I, don't get me wrong, I'm still doing that. I'm doing that every day. I'm taking it seriously. But I think I need to I'm being a little bit of, like, a control freak about it. And there is an element of me that needs to be patient and like take a little bit of a step back. I think I need to just be more grateful, and I need to be appreciative of the universe. And like, I don't think I need to wig out so much. Like, I think I'm trying to control, which is a pattern in my life. I've been told that by other psychics and stuff before, like that I overanalyze, I'm an overthinker, that I'm like, I can't try to control every fucking aspect of my life, but I can't. It's like, it's a freaking oxymoron, catch-22, whatever you want to call it, because like part of me is like, and part of the things that I've been learning and researching and talking to Witch Bitch about is like, manifest what you want, manifest your goals, what we talked about with our Aunt Kathy, like manifest everything that you want and it will come to you. But then I think I've been like maybe going a little too hard, or I guess I can explain it better when we get into the tarot that Estelle did, but I think I need to find a balance between like trying to force things to happen and then manifesting them to happen. And I also need to find a life balance. Like, I've been going so hard in my manifestations on like career, money, and I haven't been like looking at other areas of my life as much. Like, I've said it, I'm sure I've said it on here, like, I don't give a f about love right now and all that, and I'm not trying to manifest love right now, but I think I just need to like find a balance between like work and career and podcast, and like actually save some time for myself that's not career oriented. Like, I've been like spending all my free time like on podcast stuff and on like selling clothes on Poshmark and Depop. Like, I just think I need a little bit more self-care time, maybe. I have been taking baths, but yeah, we'll get into it. But do you want to talk about what, because Linda's been doing some real tarot, whatever you want to call it, herself. Like, you were reading people on Instagram the other night.
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing. I don't have the cards memorized. Like, I have maybe 5 of the cards' meanings memorized. So I was like still looking up like on Google like the meaning of the cards that I pulled so I could explain to them on the live what I was telling them. But here's the thing, what I pull is accurate, and I think that I have deep intuition, and I'm good at vibing with the person that I'm pulling for, so, and it's accurate. So I did a reading for, let me think, 1, 2, 3, I don't, like 5, 6 people. And they all said that it was,
I mean, like, I agree. I think that you are extremely intuitive. We're both a little psychic. And probably like the energy you're putting into the cards is pulling accurately. But you have to, I think you just have to memorize. And it's going to be hard. Like, I don't know how. I don't have any of them memorized either. Somebody did ask Witch Bitch, I think it was this morning, excuse me, maybe last night, like how she learned. And she said it was just a lot of practice. Like, I don't know how anybody like memorizes every aspect of every card. Because today, I mean, Estelle, we'll get into her in a minute. Her readings, like, I read her email, which is amazing and long and awesome. But I also, because I'm an overanalyzer, I went ahead and Googled them all too. And, I mean, there's literally, like, this one website, like the tarot guide or whatever, like it breaks down not only like the upright and the reversals, but also like if you're reading for love, if you're reading for health, if you're reading for spirituality, if you're reading for career, like how is one, I guess maybe you get more intuitive as you go. Like once you learn the basic meaning, you're able to interpret them a little bit differently on your own. I don't know.
Yeah. And I think it also depends, like they also, their meaning can change a little bit depending on what cards are around them, like what cards you pulled with them. So yes. Sometimes the interaction, you have to memorize that too. But it's a lot. But I think I can learn eventually. But like, yeah, like you said, it's just practicing. Like I have to keep practicing on people.
But like, dude, once I tell you what the cards I pulled, they were kind of fucked. They're like a lot of reversals, a lot of weird pulls, weird cards. Mine were a little bit fucked. I mean, no, Estelle's tarot reading was amazing. I love her. Let's just give her a shout out right now. But this, we have a follower on Instagram who actually, this is awesome. She found us through Shiny K, through Shiny Ribs. Our friend, we have like one episode with him. Fucking love him. He's amazing. She like went to school or something with one of his band members. Like they have some kind of connection. I don't know if she found us through our episode with him or just from going live with him the couple times we went live with him, but on Instagram. But anyway, she's following us now. We love her and she reads tarot. So her name is at Estelle.g on Instagram. Give her a follow, man. She's awesome. Estelle.g on Instagram. And she, like, from what I've seen of her feeds, she pulls, like, cards every day and, like, posts the cards every day. But she did, like, a full 10-card spread for both Linda and me. And then, like, proceeded to, like, email us and, like, she talked to you for a long time, I know. She emailed me, like, this huge, long, amazing like breakdown, like color-coded breakdown of every card and like how to take it, and it was very awesome. Like I said, it's a little bit of a wake-up call for me. I needed it though, and she was really sweet and awesome about it. But yeah, I'd rather you go first because mine are a little weird.
Okay, well, I talked to her beforehand on Instagram, like told her what I wanted her to pull for, like, and I told her my situation, like, with Reggie and that it's been fucking with my head. And I feel like I'm obsessed with him. Like, I'm obsessed. And I don't, like, stalk him. And I don't even look at his social media. Like, not obsessed like that. But, like, my brain is always thinking about him. Like, he's always in the back of my head and is fucking with me. Because I am manifesting for a soulmate. Like, not him. Just a general soulmate. And I wrote down all of the traits that I want in a person, like physical traits, like emotional traits, behavioral traits, everything that I want. And I manifested it. And I feel like I'm cock blocking myself because my brain is so stuck on Reggie that I feel like I'm not allowing new opportunities to come in, like on a vibe, like frequency level. So I told her all of that. We talked about all of it. I told her everything. So you'll see. It's so crazy how accurate it is. Okay. So she did the 10 card Celtic cross layout.
Okay.
So the first one is the situation. And she pulled 3 of wands. And she wrote, I could not believe how perfectly this card fits. It means holding on to the past, haunted by the past, lack of progress and growth. And then she said, I feel like there are reasons your old relationship did not progress, but you're focused mainly on the ways he has been right. Perhaps it is time to assess why the relationship is not right in order to be open to new possible rights. Yeah, I'm holding on to the past.
That is actually, that's amazing that you're right. Like it instantly resonates. But did you were watching Witch Bitch, her TikTok last night. They keep saying this, and she said it this morning a lot, too. Like, drop your exes. Like, done with the exes. They're an ex for a reason. Like, I feel like that's got to be resonating with you a little bit, right?
Yeah. Yeah. No. Yeah. After I got this reading and then listened to Witch Bitch last night, I'm, like, over it, the Reggie situation. Like, I got all the answers I need. Like, wait till you hear everything. Okay. Mm-hmm. So the next one is the challenge affecting the situation. She pulled Knight of Cups, which is gentle. She said, gentle, warm, affectionate man coming in to sweep you off your feet.
What does the challenge mean? Like, that's what you're challenged like by, or that's what the challenge is to seek? I don't get it. So you got an affectionate man, basically what you want?
I don't know. From here on out, she ain't talking about Reggie. The holding on to the past thing, like, that's it for him. Okay, the next one is the basis of the situation, and she pulled reversed Nine of Cups, which is lack of fulfillment. I got what I wanted, but I lost it. Not in a good position to start something new at this time, and sex without love, which is something that I told her when we were DMing on Instagram. I was like I'm fine. Like, I have connections with people, but it's like not emotional. Like, I treat these guys like they're hoes. Like, it's nothing.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. Like, to the T. Okay, the next one is past, and it's reversed magician. So she said, feeling like you may not find another right person, do not lose faith. And again, that is something that we talked about on Instagram. I told her, like, I just feel like I'm never going to find someone that understands me like Reggie understood me. Like, I'm just not going to find that. And I'm not going to find someone that I like that much, because so far, everyone that I've dated other than him, I get the ick. Like, at some point, I just get like, ew, like, I'm over this person. So, again, the same thing that we talked about. The next one is the present. Okay. And I got reversed lover's card, which is fear and trust issues. She said, love is coming, just not as soon as I'd hoped. And be sure to connect on more than just sex. You want it now, but it's not quite the right time.
Like, this is what I want for my sister, Linda. Like, I agree. Like, you're freaking young. You're growing. Like, you're growing yourself. I mean, I understand manifesting a soulmate. You know, we want to do that. But I agree. Like, you're not maybe ready right now for that. Like, you just got to work on yourself a little bit more.
All right. So, hear this. The next one is the near future, and it's Nine of Swords, which is dwelling on the past, regrets. And then once you figure out how to heal from the past, your future will open up. So I literally just need to heal like my past, like, trauma that is connected to Reggie. Like, not that he's a terrible person, but like, I am like traumatized by that relationship. Like, I have, like, it's affected how I interact with other people because of the way that we were. It was like, so just
you have been energy, through some like, shit with him, like, for so real, I need for real. To heal. I mean, it. I know we got into it a little bit last week, but yeah, hell yeah, it's traumatizing to get cheated on, especially like somebody like him that like he's like the first person you ever loved. You have like a deep, intense, you know, very intense relationship, and then like he fucked with your head constantly, and like the going and coming and the, you know, getting back together and then getting dropped and then getting back together and then getting cheated on or getting back together and then have him fall off the face of the planet. Like, that's traumatic.
Okay, so the next card is what you bring to the situation, and it's reversed Seven of Coins, which is impatience and frustration. Hello, that's what I've been having. Take stock and rethink your plans. Where are you focusing your energy? Chill out on this subject for a bit. This is your energy on the situation. How can you adjust this energy to prepare for what you want? So I need to chill a little bit.
I don't really know shit about tarot, but I feel like that was sort of the advice I was trying to give you last week, is to chill on that.
I needed someone spiritual. I mean, we're spiritual, obviously, but I needed a tarot reader to read me. Like, I needed someone to read me and give me, like, confirmation, like, that I can trust, because she obviously, like, knows what she's doing with the deck. Like,
it's, like you said, it's confirming from cards and from somebody spiritual that knows what they're doing. It's just validating, like, maybe it's hard to hear, but like, you know, like a wake up call type of thing, but freak. Yeah. Like, what are the chances? Like, this is not a coincidence that she was pulling these cards that you needed to hear.
Yeah. Okay. So get the next one. How the situation affects those around you. And it's Eight of Wands, which is infatuation and obsession, which she wrote. Again, I could not have sought out the perfect card to express this message. You literally used the word obsession, which I did. I told her, I feel like I'm obsessed with him, and that's what this card means. And she said that I'm bringing my past into the search for my future, and it's literally cock-blocking
me. You're cock-blocking yourself.
Yeah. I literally am cock-blocking myself, which is also what I told her I felt like I'm doing. Like, my energy is cock-blocking my soulmate from coming into my life. But now, like, I feel better. Like, she said, like, someone is coming. Like, not as soon as I hope, but someone's coming. So, like, I can just chill now.
I'm glad that this is, like, going so hard for you.
Yeah, it's, like, really hitting. Okay, so there's two more. So the next one is Hopes and Fears. This one is crazy. She pulled the Empress. My hope is, you know, real love and romance are on the way. What then she said, which I'm guessing is my fear, strong pregnancy indicator, be safe. And she said, Linda, for the love of Pete, do not get pregnant on your search for love. So, no, like, I'm not, but she said, like, the just Empress? Be really careful because this card is, like, a pregnancy indicator. Like, so chill out. Like, don't. Damn, I guess so. Like, she said, then, for the love of Pete, don't fucking get pregnant right now.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm abstinent from here on out. I'm not messing with that.
I don't want that for you. That would suck. I mean, you'd make the best of it, but that would suck to get pregnant by somebody you don't give a fuck about. Good.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I'm not playing that game, so I've got my chastity belt on right now. All right. The last one is the final outcome, Eight of Swords. True happiness comes from within, so don't wait for a partner to fix things. Find inner contentment for yourself, and the right partner will find you. Pretty much what we already talked about, huh? She said, I'm always amazed that a random shuffle up and deal can reflect exactly what needs to be heard. I hope this gives good fodder for the podcast. Have fun. And she was going to go listen to the last episode. So, yeah, I love her.
That was the most spot-on reading I've ever heard of anybody in my entire life. Like, that's exactly what you needed to hear. I'm so happy for you now, because it sounds like you believe it now. And I mean, hey, Reggie, I've always said I don't think he's a bad person. I actually like him as a person. I just don't think that y'all, I know for a minute there you thought you were meant to be together, but I don't. I think you're meant to be in each other's lives, but not as soulmates, not as sexual partners, not as romantic thingies. I think you just need to hear. I think you learned a shit ton, especially for being so young. Like, you've already learned like a decade's worth of lessons in less than a decade, but I think that you grew from it, but now you just need to heal and like she said, like, move on and don't get pregnant.
It was like what Witch Bitches Witch was talking about, seasonal people. Yeah, seasonal ass people. People that come into your life like season, and then they go, and they're here to teach you lessons.
I mean, I'm older than Linda. I've been, and I am like a serial dater. So, I mean, I tend to get into a serious relationship and stay in it, and I'm a loyal ass bitch. But I just haven't found the right person yet. But I feel like, even though it sucked and I dated a serial killer one time, like, I really, these were seasonal ass people that I learned and I grew. Like, I learned a valuable life love lesson with each person, each relationship. I had to learn the hard way, and it sucked and it hurt, but I've learned something with each and every one.
I love that too. I'm so happy. I'm just so happy.
She knows what she's doing. This girl is a good tarot reader. Like, y'all should go follow her. I don't know if she does it professionally or not, but either way, give her some love, man. She knows what she's doing. I think she used the Rider-Waite deck, but I mean, she does like she did a full 10 card spread for both of us for free. Like, nobody does that. I love her. We love you.
Yeah, which is crazy. That was very, very nice of her to do.
Yeah, we love you, girl. And thank you for this. All started because we were asking what y'all wanted to hear. And she was like, we want it. She's like, I'm here for the woo-woo. And then, she just offered to do this for us, which is amazing. Like, we're on a real tarot kick lately. Hey, y'all. So, like, part of our conversation got cut off here. Just, like, a little snippy snippet. But we had started talking about the witch bitch again. Who didn't know that? And we were just, like, talking about how we've been inspired by tarot lately. And we were, like, starting to give witch bitch some love. So, here you go. Here's some more. I just really resonate with what she has to say, and she has all these different decks. I think she's going to be really inspirational. She's fucking funny too. And if Willie is on there, oh my God, can I ask you, what did you think of his boyfriend, Dev? I loved him.
At first his vibes put me off a little bit. He was like a little bit, not rude. Just he was, very blunt.
He was giving me like Reggie vibes, like something about him, like a little bit reserved. A little bit like, I don't know. I don't even know how to describe it. I liked him from the start, but I was kind of like, why is he reminding me of Reggie? But I didn't think he was going to get that as involved in it as he actually did. And then, by the end of it, I was like commenting like, wow, Dev is like invested in this. King Willie was cracking me up the entire time. I love him. Don't you think that him and I will be best friends in real life?
I think me and him will be best friends in real life because, first of all, he's always hungry. Like, he'll, like, when she's on live, like, I don't know when it was now because I watch all of hers now, but at one point he, like, came in the room and was like, when can we get food? And she was like, when I'm done with this next reading, like, we can go get food. And he was like, that's, like, an hour. And that's, like, a really long time. And, like, he, the other night on the live, like, just peeked to the camera and was like, I'm really hungry, y'all. Like, that reminds me, that's obviously me. I'm always trying to wrap up the podcast to go.
Maybe that's why I love him so much. I just like his vibes. I like the way he talks. I like the way he talks to the, like, the commenters and stuff. I like the way he reads the questions, and he gets kind of sassy with her sometimes. I like their relationship, all three of them, but I like the way they talk to one another. And Witch Bitch is, she cracks me up too because she yells at him, but I think it's funny.
I think it's very much like a brother sister relationship. And he said their ages, and he said that he's 23, so he's my age, and that she's 29, so she is older than him. Like, and wow. I get that vibe.
It's kind of like me, she's like a
big sister kind of deal.
They do remind me of us, the way they talk and interact and yell and laugh at each other. Like, they really do, like, from the jump, they really do remind me of us. I just really like them, and I'm really excited to have them on. I think, I don't know for sure, don't quote me on it. She said she was going to check with Willie, so hopefully he'll come on too. And hey, Dev can come on too with it. But that's exciting for next week. I just have one more thing. My phone is going to die, but this other dude on TikTok I just watched today on accident, like I just walked into it basically. His name is Healing Touch 47, but I started this very simplified 14-day affirmation. I think I've just been going too hard and overanalyzing and maybe even like manifesting too much. Maybe I need to simplify it. But anyway, his is very simple, very simple. You just wake up and you say these four things before anything else. The first one's I am love. The second one is I am peace and joy. The third one is I am healthy, which I've been saying anyway, but now I'm going to do it for 14 days in a row. And then the fourth one is I am open to receive, which I think I needed to hear. I think I need to be more open to receive. I think I need to stop fucking trying to force everything, y'all. Sorry. I hope y'all don't hate me.
You should record on the Not Tonight podcast TikTok every day, you saying it every day.
We only have like one TikTok on our Not Tonight podcast, and I think it's just me. I don't even think it's you, so we should probably do that. But yeah, that's a good idea. Maybe I will. All right.
Okay.
This is so weird. We're not in person. I can actually tell you I love you. I love you. I miss you. I'll get to see you next week.
Love you.
And our listeners, I love you too.
I gotta pee.
Bye.